Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. This is the Sound Health Options Happy Hour with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. I am trying to hold back my excitement about something I discovered today. You know, we were supposed to do Directions for Truth, and I just couldn't find anything of interest that I just didn't want any more bad news. So I just decided to do something happy, and I started looking at something last night. This sounds gross, but I had made lentil soup. I love lentil soup. And it no sooner got down than it came right back up. And I started looking at lentil soup and vomit and nausea, and found out something called lignin, and lectin, I'm sorry. I knew something was wrong with how I said lectin, L-E-C-T-I-N. And I started looking, and the more I looked, the more excited I got, and I think I have some answers for people that are going to be incredible. But we got to get all the junk out of the way first. So we are simultaneously broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio and WebEx. I'm over here with WebEx, and we're going to be doing some live demonstrations, and we're going to be doing a drawing for a software. So if you want to call your friends and say, if you want to get in on this, you know, go over and listen to this. Sometimes we lose good audio over here at WebEx, but we always have good pictures. And if that's the case, you can go over and join Richard in California. Don't you love it, the internet? 347-850-1407 to listen to the show, and then go to soundhealthoptions.com, go to radio tab, and go to happy hour. We're not doing Direction for Truth. We're doing happy hour tonight, even though it's out of schedule and we trade off with this. I just couldn't stand any more bad news, crappy news, election news, people getting killed news, people getting crapped on news. I wanted something happy. So, Richard, I should say that we are sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, and we do have an exciting class coming up. It's a two-day technician class, and it's going to be on allergy triggers. And this is some of what started me on this. And by the time this class comes up, which is the 9th and 10th, I believe, I'm going to have these answers of what we're going to be talking about this evening, these lectins. So, Richard, do you have anything to add, or you have announcements?
I think that's exciting about allergies, because I think I was just listening to somebody talk this morning about Hashimoto's and a lot of thyroid-based conditions. And I always have the feeling that it's not only specific issues going on with your thyroid that might trigger something. I think it's a combination of that epigenetic potential, or, you know, if you have an inclination towards something being hyper or hypo or some kind of condition, and then the environmental factors tossed in, let alone emotional and pollution and all that. And I really think that, you know, what you're figuring out, to have people to be able to have the ability to figure out what they're reacting to, is so powerful to remove some stress on our just flogged immune systems.
And we're going to talk about immune systems and thyroids and weight gain, all of that tonight. I think I found a significant answer.
Great. I do have one announcement. This is happy for me, happy in a sort of a sideways way. I'm happy because in Hungary, Hungary destroys, the headline of the article, and I'll put this in both chats, Hungary destroys all Monsanto GMO cornfields. And the picture that goes with it is cornfields burning, thousands of acres of maize, as they call it, burning in Hungary. And that's because there is, let's see, blah, blah, blah. Unlike several EU members, GMO seeds are banned in Hungary. The Czechs will continue despite the fact that Czech traders are obliged to make sure that their products are GMO-free and other, you know, goodies about this. But I just think that is, you know, that there are places where people are actually willing. Let's see, I have to figure out the right words. Willing to, you know, burn their fields down to go, no, we actually really genuinely refuse to grow this potentially toxic, we don't really know what the effects of on a long-term effect, GMO-manipulated stuff we call food, really is. No, we're not going to. No, what part of no don't you understand? We're burning it down? No. Bravo, Hungary. They also do have a 10-year ban on GMO foods in Peru. So I think it's interesting how some of the smaller countries are figuring it out and going, no. Whereas the United States is just like, yeah, baby, let's grow as many GMO, as much GMO as possible. Pardon me, that was
I bet they know.
Opinion.
I bet they just don't care.
Well,
now it's
possible.
Coming unfrozen so we can see it here.
Yeah.
I think they know. I think they just don't care about it. And one of the things we're going to talk about tonight is what GMO sprays, glyphosates, do to the seed and the kernel of what we're eating. That's part of what is coming out tonight. So that's incredible stuff. I can't get this burning any bigger.
I think it may be a small image. I'm not sure. Like I say, I'll put it in chat over at WebEx.
I could put it in chat here, too. We will do that. And we do put up the links to all of this. Okay. I'm going to talk about one stupid, so stupid, it's funny. It is funny beyond belief. It is stupid beyond belief.
Oh, no. Oh, excuse me.
Do you
Go
see
ahead.
It?
Yes.
The
yes, I read this, and it just made me walk away from the computer.
Veterans Administration Secretary. Now, and there's a couple of other things, too, said that veterans wait to see medical services should be equated with Disney's times that people have to wait to get on a ride. That's sick. That is absolutely sick. And two other things that I saw today. One was somebody put it out that Bernie, and I don't know how true it is trying to push that Americans can only have one child, like China, because we're using up our resources. I don't know how true that is, but any candidate, they'd have to go a long way to push me away. If they're going to do something for the veterans and get rid of this crap where the veterans are treated like bugs that don't matter, they're going to get my vote.
I believe that they do not, this is in my opinion, big flashing sign, opinion. In my opinion, I don't think our veterans coming here that have gone overseas and risked their butts, whether you know, as I've said before, I'm opposed to war. However, these are people who are doing, you know, the bidding. And if they're coming back here, I think they're not treated as well as the people in Guantanamo, probably. And that's atrocious. I'm not saying that the people in Guantanamo deserve bad treatment. I'm just saying, really? These are the people that volunteered to go do this and come back, and then they're treated like less than? What's up with that?
And I saw another article where they're trying to take guns away from veterans first. because they know how to use them. You know, something is really screwy with what is going on when milk everybody for taxes, and we talked about this last week, if we happen to make over $1 million, which, you know, that's unlikely, but if we happen to, our tax rate goes up to 77%. We can't survive. We'd have to close or have to restructure somehow. We don't have that kind of profit margin. We couldn't pay employees and still pay taxes and the rent. So something has got to give. Something's got to be restructured. There's some people out here just holding on, you know, by their fingernails, trying to keep alive. And I think the veterans are one of it. And we had a congressman, I can't remember his name, Charlie Wilson, who was helping us and helping us get our veterans' allergies and traumatic brain injury software to these groups. And he just died on the street, just fell dead. And now we can't even get anybody to pay attention after that. But we keep trying. So the person who is going to make some changes, I do not agree with only one child per couple. That's China, if that's true. And somebody go find out and see if it is. Okay, I've put the link to this article. What kind of mental disconnect can this guy say that Disneyland waits in a line? Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert McDonald on Monday compared the length of time veterans wait to receive health care at the VA to the length of time people wait for rides at Disneyland, and said his agency shouldn't use wait times as a measure of success because Disney doesn't either. Entertainment, health. Where's the comparison? Enough of my incredulity here about what is going on. Richard, have you ever heard of a lectin, an L-E-C-T-I-N?
No.
Well, I hadn't either till I started looking for vomiting and lentils. And I found that there is a group of things that you wouldn't necessarily put together that cause you to be stressed. Almost all plants and animals produce this lectin to various degrees, and it's in the outside covering so that nothing can get into the covering of the seed. It's a protection that the seed itself makes, and it's a protection that Monsanto and glyphosate artificially put on the grain so that nothing can get in and eat the seeds. But when you begin to look at these lectins, they're in legumes, beans and all that, including soy, nuts, dairy, nightshades, eggplant, tomatoes, peppers, oils, so many other foods. Would you think you'd put those together? Kidney beans and eggplant? Well, maybe they're the same color. How about kidney beans and nightshades, tomatoes? Potatoes are in this group. Potatoes, raw potatoes are in this group. Lectins. And they are, I've been digging all day trying to find this information for people. One of the things that this does is cause the lining of the gut to be altered and to cause leaky gut to go out into the, what do you call it, the empty stomach places and start growing things. Does that sound familiar, Richard?
It sounds a little bit familiar, and I was back at the other page. I was thinking about all those things on some rotational diets and other kind of protocols. There are lists that contain most of those kind of foods that you strip out sometimes when you're dealing with an immunosuppressive condition or a cancer or something like that, where you would cut all those foods out. You'd cut all the grains, legumes, nuts, eggs, soy, dairy, nightshades. GMOs is new to the list because back then they didn't have GMOs.
But
that's
they're deliberately
amazing.
Causing it worse by spraying these things with glyphosate. So here is this shell around the seed. Even green beans are in this. The shell that's supposed to go in the ground and crack open and protect the little seed from pesticides and other critters that are going to eat it. That's what this is for. So we eat these things that are uncooked or whatever into our body, and they begin to set up an insurgence in your gut. They make the gut leaky, and remember we did a leaky gut thing, and it was threonine, niacin, and thiamine. B1, B3, and threonine, which is an amino acid that helps the lining and the coating of any of your organs, because the organs begin to leak. First the gut, and when the stuff leaks out of the gut, it attaches itself to other things like your spleen and your ovaries and your uterus. So there's things growing and attaching because they are interstitial. They're inside of your empty spaces in your guts, and there's probably not a lot of space in there, but they begin to start to manifest and grow as they have leaked through your gut. Now, the biggest one, which I think is just absolutely astounding. Lectins cause leptin resistance. And do you remember when we studied leptin when we were doing diet stuff? Do you remember what leptin does?
No, I'm reading as fast as I can. Wow.
It signals the body to just blow any of your appetite controls. Here's some of it that we looked up before. If you don't have enough leptin, and these lectins usurp, reduce, take control of your leptin. So if you're on a diet of a lot of beans and nuts, then this is going to be this could be the answer. People don't realize what these lectins are doing. And they're from so many different places. Anytime you're eating anything like a seed or a bean or a nut or something that is developed, created to grow itself, and you're eating it, and these lectins take up your leptin, because some people can be allergic to the soy but not the kidney beans. So we have gone in and found all of these antidotes. We have two big ones to share with you. But there's antidotes to these things. Here is four herbs that support leptin productivity and sensitivity: oleanolic acid, seaweed extract. And the other thing I found in a totally different article is that seaweed will take care of the lectins and not allow the lectins to leach out into your body. Green tea extract and another herb from African mango that I cannot pronounce. But we have a program now called GAD, GAD, glutathione anhydrase. Glutathione? I think I'm pronouncing that wrong. But leptin is a note of E. Richard, don't you often have the note of E down?
I think so. Seems like it.
The leptin receptor, the gene receptor, is C sharp. So you not only have to have the leptin, but you have to have the receptor for it to be used. And then the leptin receptor 2 is a note of D. So those are pieces of information you may need while we are looking for these in someone's chart. And Richard, since you've had trouble with this, I would like you to be our volunteer because I think this is where we're going to find this with you. We're going to use the allergy software, but there are two things that usurp this these lectins. One is N-acetylglucosamine. And for those of you who are practitioners, the frequency for this is the antidote for potassium, and I think that's why potassium becomes so important in insulin resistance and some of these immune diseases, because it begins to mess up, these lectins begin to mess up your blood sugar. The other thing that this causes is an allergy to pineapple and an allergy to latex. Peanuts is in this. They often use EpiPens. And for most of you who are practitioners, I hope you have the EpiPen number so that you can use this if it happens. The allergies can nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, rash, joint pain, inflammation. It causes a lot of inflammation by starting with this leaky gut. And then it's just your feces, your poop, leaks through the gut. It goes interstitial. The body's trying to find it, trying to get rid of it, trying to find an antidote. So this acetylglucosamine, you can probably buy it. And then the threonine and B1 and B3 are really important. What these lectins do is blunt repair of the body. Histamine comes up, and that's a defense mechanism. That's the first one that comes up. You get allergies and whatever. There is something called a photo. Boy, I can't even pronounce this, but I've got some of it up here for you. Let me move this away and show you some of these. I just think this is incredible, and they're not telling us that this is possibly why we're overweight, that this is what is happening. So we can look at, there is something called a lectin lock, and this is a nutrient, a supplement. I don't know where we got this, but probably from Amazon or something. I'll put this in. And it has
there's
two
a lot
things
of let me interject one thing there, that Vitamin Research Products has been around for a really long time, and they have a good tab up there for people who want to be doing research on supplements. So they'll give you the full rundown. I have a lot of respect for VRP. Their products are pricey, but they have a 50% off sale several times a year, so that helps tremendously. No, over to the right. It's in pale blue,
research.
I think. See, so they have this research tab where you can do a lot of really good research. Steve Fox is one of the founders of this company, although I don't think he's involved now, who's a really smart guy, wrote several books on smart substances and nutrients. And so VRP is a good resource for information and leading-edge products.
I
have
will
no affiliation.
Check into that. I just found this within an hour ago because I was looking for this acetylglucosamine, and here it is as one of the main ingredients. I looked up the acetylglucosamine. That's the one that is the reciprocal, the antidote for potassium. And the D-mannose is the same frequency as glucose. Now, I didn't look at the others, but they also said slimy things can help ameliorate this. So slimy things like okra and chia seeds and things like that, that if you're going to be eating beans or lentils or whatever. And the other thing is amylase that really is needed. They said you can also sprout these things if you want to eat them. Although I found if you want to eat them, I found out that you need to sprout beans in the dark or they will get bitter. So
yeah, botanically or herbally, chia seeds are actually called, in that world, in the herbal world, we'd call those things mucilages. And chia seed is one of those things that if you're going to use chia seeds, do not stir it into a glass of water and let it sit, because you will end up with goopy slime. But they're
glue.
Great to just, you know, swallow. Yeah, it's very goopy very quickly. They mucilage right up. But they're very soothing. They're a wonderful emollient internally. Soothing.
And some of the long-distance runners in different countries use these chia seeds as their food when they're running 24 hours. It just keeps them very fit and going, a lot of protein. And I think what's happening is it allows the protein already in the body to be used. So I put this link in for people. But there are several pieces of advice. One, just don't eat the offenders. Gauge your sensitivity and stay away from them. Take up an old tradition of soaking and sprouting. Don't eat things whole. Don't eat things raw. Avoid GMOs. You know? Why not make an antidote? Well, they've got this antidote into this lectin lock. Why can't we use the frequencies and create the same thing? You know, I saw, heard a thing on NPR this morning that they can now produce medications through a printer, a 3D printer. So goodbye, Big Pharma, because there's never, ever going to be a shortage again. Everybody can
I'm certain that Monsanto and the Big Pharma have already put a, you know, patent on that. Or now that Bayer is buying Monsanto, that should lock that up completely.
That's probably why. But this tells us a lot, and I will put all of these links in, and I will also put the links up so that when you go back and watch this, the links will be there for you. But before Monsanto, Mother Nature had her own pesticide strategy, human beings among the pests to be warded off. In order to avoid being completely decimated by insects, foraging animals, and groks, plant species involved assorted anti-nutrients that would make said pests regret their gorges with a variety of mostly digestive-related ailments. Low-grade toxins, in a sense. A workable balance developed between the plants that were able to safeguard their species. They now use some of these lectins to even test your blood. This is how they test what you're allergic to. And we found the list, and we're going to go through it, and I'm going to upgrade that GAD program, glutathione, because this has a lot with the use of glutathione too, and we're going to add these lectins to it. And I will bet you this will be one of the biggest programs that we've ever done, biggest in the terms of helping other people. It says that lectins are essentially carbohydrate binding proteins, and we are going to go in and look at all of this. I know what frequencies to look for in some of these and why you might not be able to use these, Richard. Here's another piece, and this is another piece of information about lectins. And as I said, I've been reading and decoding all day long. Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome, seem to be part of this lectin problem. High turnover of cells. This could be related to cancer. It could be related to obesity and diabetes, leptin resistance. Now, this is just Wikipedia that you're looking at. Lectin may cause leptin resistance, affecting its function. Signal have high levels of leptin and several effects gathering to protect from lipid overload, as indicated by studies on effects of simple nucleotide polymorphisms on the function of leptin and leptin receptors. Such leptin resistance may translate into disease. Notably, it could be responsible for obesity in humans who have high levels of lectin. That's just incredible. So as we begin to look at these and decode some of them, and here is the word that I can't pronounce. If anybody else can, go for it. Phytohemagglutinin. Now, we've had programs about hemagglutinin, and that makes everything sticky, and that's why they put it in shots and vaccines, because it makes the viruses stick to your cells. And that's another thing that lectins do. They make your blood and fluids sticky. And it's not a thing that somebody with heart disease, high blood pressure is involved with this. It's not something that you want to be a part of your life. So the blood type diet also gives you information about this. And there are certain things that are in your blood that will tell them what your blood type is and what you're allergic to, based on these lectin responses. And probably next time you talk to us, well, on that class, on the 9th and 10th, I'm going to spill my guts. I'm going to give this out to people. And there's no reason people can't come to that class. It's free and the software is free. I don't even think I have a flyer about that. I will find one. Here it is. Identify your triggers. Software included. Open to the public. Call up all your friends. Say, here is a class we all need. Maybe you want to be selfish and not tell anybody, so you're the only one around that's doing this. I don't think we should do that. But this is not a bug. This is some thing that the plants have developed to keep us from ingesting them. And I think somewhere along the line, maybe I'm giving them too much credit, I think somewhere along the line, Monsanto found this out and found that that's how they could make their seeds more resistant. And that's what they've done. And they've messed up glutathione, methionine, and taurine as they're doing it. So we want to look for potassium that comes up, or the reciprocal of potassium. It's also some leukotrienes. So there's a lot of things that we could look for. And one of the reasons I'm asking Richard to do this, Richard, can I talk about you personally?
Sure.
For a while? Sure. Richard was in the hospital, what, for almost 2 years?
I was in a healthcare facility for just a little over a year, and between surgeries and recovery, it was almost a two-year process.
And it was because something happened to his guts, either leaky gut and stuff started growing that wasn't supposed to, and Richard not wanted to go to the doctor, and he suffered it out and finally collapsed. Until, I don't know if you were unconscious or not, but they drug him off to the hospital, and he would have died. And as I read all of this stuff today and what's going on and know how well he takes care of himself and how well he eats, this seemed an absolute picture-perfect thing for us to look at in his chart and to deal with some of these allergies. So that's why I'm picking on him. There's others of you, if you want this done, let me get the computer program finished. Come to that 2-day course, and we'll run as many of you through as we can. So, Richard, you know the drill, and for those of you who are here new, and I see a couple of new people, well, as long as my list is, you can also go to our site, soundhealthoptions.com. And you can get the booklet. We have taken, well, that's not it. We have taken all of the booklets that we had and put them together in one and made it a generic booklet so that you can go to the class information, go to the two-day technician course, and down at the bottom it says that you can download the bioacoustic textbook, and that'll give you all of the information that you need to do what Richard and I are going to do right now. So I'm going to hit this red button, and Richard's going to talk for 30 seconds, and I hope he will feel what's going on in his own gut. Is it straightened up yet, Richard?
I would say it's 70%. There's still unknown things that I think are part of the actual process of the surgeries I went through, because I had to have part of my colon removed. And in that process, because of that kind of surgery, I was on gnarly antibiotics for long periods of time, IV antibiotics, pill antibiotics, all sorts of stuff. And also because of the two other procedures, I was on gnarly antibiotics as well. So I think I'm having residual gut issues from that, the stressors and the damage done to my gut and my microbiome in that process.
Do you take probiotics?
I take I alternate between colostrum and probiotics.
Okay, one of the other things it said when this happens is it begins to compete with your gut flora. So we're just saving this as Richard's gut in waves. This is Audacity. It's free. You can download it. The instructions are on our site under the two-day class information. And there is a secret, too. People have gone onto our site and taken our free software. We used to have radiation, and I think it's fatigue this month under the bonus software. And they started selling it, and we wanted it to give it away free. And these people were selling it and then calling here because their registration didn't work. The guy who sold it to him thought his registration would work too, and it didn't. So here is a way to find those extra softwares. Go to the very first page down at the bottom, and it'll say Google search, and put in radiation and do a search. And when you go to that secret radiation page, you can download the software, and it gives you information about how to download Audacity and all the steps that we're going to be doing this evening. So there's Audacity and SourceForge.net, and it gives you the booklet. The other one is a bonus software, and I do not know what it is this month. I think it is fatigue, but I'm not sure. Fatigue. So you can also download that. Now, how many places give you free software? Because we want data, and because we want a bioacoustic center in every community, we know this is the medicine of the future. And just like Big Pharma and Wall Street try to get together and gouge us for medications, we are working on dialing in the medications with frequency so you never have to take it again. So I'm loving this 3D printer. We'll probably put them out of business or something, because it takes money out of their pocket. But if we each have a little frequency machine that we can dial in these medications, they can't take that away from us. They may make these machines illegal, and that's why we're trying to get them to people as soon as possible. So the next program we're going to bring up is something called Audacity, and we've been working on somebody today, so I'm going to kill that. And this one is free also. You can download it. So I'm going to go get Richard's file and put it in here. But it wouldn't sound like, well, I don't remember what you said, Richard. Had an operation and blah, blah, blah. Always, Richard, as this gray grid is normal, and above is methylation. So we got a methylation problem here. These are called trauma spikes, and I'd want to look at those too, Richard. This is things that are low. This is normal. Things above it's too high, and things below it are too low. You can also do things like look up something, like if you're on a medication or a nutrient, you can put the numbers in, and I just made up 20 here, and you can see where 20 is, whatever 20, oh, we said 20 is an E, and we said that was leptin. It may not be exactly leptin, but yours is all high. What is, there's a little red dot. Whatever this 20 represents, yours is too high. Not a lot, because it'd be way up here, but it's a little bit too high. So we're going to erase that and just ask the computer to pull the points. What's important? What's above this grid? What's below this grid? So this is all automated for you. And it took those ones that are really high that I wanted to look at. Now, why it put two here, I'm going to open that
looks
up.
Looks like
look
three.
It.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Three hits that look almost the same. Richard, this looks like mold or some invading something. Is that happening at all?
It could be because we've been having that weird, you know, 90 degrees one day, overcast and drizzly the next day. And I do live in a moldy area.
So you have a couple of lows. So it, 88 something or the other. So where's that? 88, and it says it's a low. This grid is active anywhere. We can put this little arrow. And Richard's voice isn't here, but it will tell us what that frequency is from 0 to 1,000 cycles per second. This doesn't sound like words at all when you're using it. And if I was really doing this on my own, I'd take away this stuff. And all I'm doing is hitting my right nails. It is so near the gray grid that having it here just interferes, causes too much problem. But this one I'd keep, even though if it was just one, I'd get rid of it. But since it's a three, it's trying to tell us that we have some problem here. So if we put in Richard, gut, sorry to pick on you, Richard, but in class, we don't care what the birthday is. We will when we do the professional, the premier class, because that deals with genetics, male and bowel issues.
Sure.
And that's
and you might,
the
up next to
that,
my name, you might want to fix my name so it says Richard Gut. So if you search for it later, you won't be
Richard Goo.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we are not going to save this. We can save a picture and write a report and all that. And I do that. I'm just working on some Parkinson stuff today, too. So I would make them a picture and say, okay, this is this and this is this. But for right now, we're just going to hit this little Rubik's Cube because that is one of our icons of perfect health when a Rubik's Cube is all perfect on all sides. And when it gets screwed up, we see that as imperfect health. So I'm going to put that in my file called a GNS file. And it already named it, and just save it in there. Because we're now going to open an allergy program. We could go to wheat and those two. We could go to inflammation. So let's go to allergy. Well, I'm hoping this is the right one. I love this little picture of allergies. I'm going to see if I can show it to you. it opens on one screen, and then I have to pop it over to the other screen to get it to work. But isn't that cute? That's the allergy program.
That's pretty much how it feels when your allergies are up.
Well, as much as you've been having with gut problems, not now because you take really good care of yourself, but in the past when they didn't know what to do with you and didn't know what was happening, and why haven't they told people about this? Why haven't they told people that that's what GMOs are doing? So I'm just going to double-click this, and it's going to bring in that list of frequencies that we just pulled. 12 on each side, 31, 154, 193. So we have, for years, worked out what these things are. So if we want to look at, well, I don't even know what to look for here. We could look at genes, although there's no genes associated with these lectins. Kidney beans, soy. We'll look at protein and see what happens. So we just say we want to look at a report. Ah, and this is very significant. When we look at these and we see GAD, that means there has been set up some kind of wheat or wheat-like issue. Now, when we look at wheat-like issue, let's remember the word browse, B-R-O-S-E. Barley, rye, oats, wheat, and svelte. But you look at this GAD-65, glutathione anhydrase. This shows that you have these, I don't want to say antidotes. You have these unwanted proteins in your system. And GAD-65 deals with allergies. And GAD-67, it takes the next step of inflammation to the pancreas. And all of yours is high. And I just read an article about the interleukin. I can't see it. It's IgA. I don't know what the interleukin 4 is, but it's a reaction. When you're looking at the liver, I don't know how to make this cascade. It starts with folic acid and then cholesterol and pregnenolone, progesterone, and aldosterone. And aldosterone breaks into three things: interleukins, prostaglandins, and male hormones. And they all work with the kidney and the thyroid. So the interleukins coming directly from that aldosterone, that helps with the immune system. The prostaglandins help with inflammation. So the other thing that we should run you through is liver and look at where these are coming from. And here's the cytokine precursors. So we know you have inflammation in your system. And I should add inflammation to the software that we're going to be providing with this course. It's a real good indicator of that. Whoops, I didn't want to kill that. I wanted to put it up here side by side. So you learn to work with all of these reports, and we call these management reports. So they can take to their wellness provider. There's that histidine function. They can provide this to their doctor, to their physician, and go from there. One of the things, I think it was lysine. I don't think it's glycine that was associated here. Signaling protein, this HLA-B, that I think deals with celiac disease and the reaction to wheat. Alpha gluten high, and these are low. This may cause asthma, but it doesn't say if they're high or low. But the fact that something is high or low, if that's on the chart, it indicates that it is an issue. And there's gliadin, and that goes right along with, you know, other people pronounce it different, with this gad. So you don't eat wheat, do you, Richard?
Nope. Well, rarely.
Well, this comes from a smaller molecule. It would be oats or felt or something, rye, something like that. Not from the larger.
I do eat rye crisp, rye crackers, so it could be rye.
Well, it looks high. You're the first one I'm going to run through all of these allergy proteins, as soon as I get all of this done. But certainly this shows us that you have problems digesting gluten and gliadin, and you've got inflammation. And it looks like it's inflammation in the pancreas. It could be interfering with your cholecystokinin or your enzymes from your pancreas or your liver. Those are important issues. We did these two. Let's check everything. We don't need these again. And let's just kind of see what we can find here. I'd like to run him potassium. I don't know how to look at the reciprocal of potassium here. I just need that program. I get so excited when I find something that I could put together in a program and help people. And do you guys know that very soon, within the next few months, there's going to be a portal that you can feed your voice in, and it will just pop you out these reports. Keep your eyes open. It's coming soon. This is one of the things we look at for priority, to see what is more priority as a frequency set than anything else. And we're looking at four or more. And yours is 5 at A sharp. Chemical detoxifying, body's regulation of oxygen. Degeneration of body process, not getting rid of junk out of your system. So do you do stuff to detox?
I take stuff every day. I did start a couple weeks ago. I'm doing in the middle of a round of my favorite burdock, yellow dock, milk thistle several times a day as a detoxifier, and bumped up some psyllium husk for fiber to carry things out with a little bit of bentonite.
That sounds wonderful, and we still got a 5. Maybe it's the oxygen. We could try that. So I'm going to put you down. I'm going to run you through detox and liver. What else did we say? Inflammation. Oh, and insulin resistance. So this kind of tells us where we need to go. We need to look at the A-sharps. Now, how would you know what is an A-sharp, and how do you find your priority? So if you're looking at these little notes, see, that's an F, that's an E, that's an A-sharp right there. It looks like one of your highest notes. Sorry, that sneeze caught me by surprise.
You're detoxifying for me. Thank you.
So we could look at these high ones I was concerned about. That's an E. An E is that oxygenation. And there's an A-sharp. Both of these trauma spikes are E and A-sharp. These deal with oxygen at a cellular level. Good stuff, Richard. Let's look at the rest of it. Activator. You know, when you're making a pie or something and you have to put in baking soda and salt and baking powder, they activate each other, and that's what this is. Pyridoxal phosphate. That's a biggie, but it's high and not usable, but this is water-soluble, so we should go back and look at your B vitamins, too. Type of white blood cell for immune response, antigen alpha X. There's not a lot that you guys can do about these at a public level, because the frequencies of them You cannot go by an EGF like module EMRT. You have to be a practitioner where we've decoded these things from the thousands of cases that we've done. So I probably shouldn't even have shown you that. These are the amino acids. Tryptophan is too high. Not good. You shouldn't. Tryptophan can speed cell death of the body, but support cell growth of things that are not body parts, not normal body parts. So you want to get this tryptophan under control. Now, boy, what do I mean by that? On our site, when you go down through here and look at something called a pastel folder, right below it, a green sheet, a nutrient assimilation chart, amino acids, tryptophan, necessary for the production of vitamin B3. And remember we said that B3 helps establish the linings and covering for the organs. With sufficient amounts of B6, pyridoxal, that we just showed, and C, we haven't seen that yet, folate and magnesium, which helps make serotonin. So we need to support this tryptophan, probably with frequencies or that B6 that you need. I am always amazed at how this all fits together. And we didn't make any of this up. This is God stuff. We just happen to decode it, and it started with me touching a muscle and singing the muscle, and then we got the frequency for the muscle, and then we could we make the muscle weak or strong, and yes, we could, and the very first biochemical we decoded was niacin, because one of the muscles gave somebody a niacin flush. We started working on that. We gave people under the tongue B12 and vitamin C, and through the last 20 years, we have amassed a database that's incredible. I think the last time we looked, there were 72,000 files, and in each of those files, there are hundreds of things. So we have a vast database that we can't quite keep track of, and that's what the portal is for. So the computer can do all this massive stuff. So we're looking forward to that. Triremine. You get that from cheeses, I think. Stimulates the release of excessive amounts of histamine. May cause allergies, and yours are high. I don't know where all you get triremines from, but usually it comes along with a pH issue of the body, so you might want to check on that. An enzyme is stressed. It's too high. Aldose reductase produces excessive amounts of mucus. Why would an enzyme produce mucus? Well, what mucus really does is it takes stuff in your body that you don't need and your body really doesn't want, and it puts mucus around it and make it slimy, and then it puts it someplace where you're going to send it out of the body. So mucus is really a protector, like fat is really a protector of a toxin.
It's the same idea as eating the chia seeds or any of the mucilages. Also, I think it's not only helping remove toxins, but it's also helping, you know, mucus is covering a mucus membrane, a surface that wants mucus on it, and help protect it. So maybe I have inflamed mucosa because of the GAD. But I'll be looking at that enzyme.
And the lectins. I don't want to scare anybody. I don't want to scare Richard. There's really nothing wrong with what's going on in your voice. This just tells you what it is so you can do something about it. Rutin. Where do you get rutin? Isn't it from peel?
I think so. I bet Steve knows.
Is Steve on with us tonight?
I think so.
Yep. rutin may counteract allergies, and that's one of your lowest ones. We have to, yes, everybody needs their charts done. If you're on no medications, I'm going to kill that one because we're getting close to out of time. We don't want your calcium high. Calcium is also the same frequency as sulfite, so we don't know which it is. And sulfite is the bad sulfur. Could be calcium. Bioacoustically speaking, almost everything is something else. Inorganic chlorine. Now, hasn't this been in your chart before? I remember you laughing about that.
I think so. And I'm not even sure where it would be derived from.
Swimming pools?
Not me.
Anything near you that would stink up your neighborhood?
Well, they spray. I'm around vineyards, so they sulfur. You know, at dawn they often sulfur the fields, so that nobody sees it. But I can't. I don't know what that would be from.
We're gonna have to go in and do some more investigating. This is gonna. I'm loving it, but it's all gonna be computerized, and they're putting up tutorials. Jeff Allen has done an incredible set of tutorials for people, for the new people who are on here. And Steve has done a set of, what's he call it, mini tools. Well, it keeps disappearing on me, but I'm trying to put it in the chat. Well, it won't let me get to it. I think I have too many things open. Steve, would you put in your little mini tools? Oh, and he's put in foods rich in rutin. And Jeff, would you put in the tutorial link? That's important for anybody starting out. And we said one of these problems was with potassium. Well, I just lost potassium. It's under here. There's a potassium toxin. I don't know where you get that either. Vitamin D is high. We need to go back to that green sheet and look at that.
The vitamin D could be high because they take about 10,000 units a day.
Must be taken with calcium. And phosphorus aids the absorption with vitamin A. Your calcium was high, but I think your calcium or something with the same frequency, and if they're spraying sulfite, that may be it. And that may be fighting with your calcium. I don't know if there's another way to test your calcium. I'm looking, that's the rest of them. Yep, that's all of them. So what you do at this point, if Richard's my client, you learn how to bundle these and send them off to them with instructions. And we've built all of this for you so that you can go in and look at this pastel folder and download the instructions for your clients, how to read the report. So just with the little bit that we've done this evening, and we're going to be doing a drawing for an allergy software, so those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio need to send me your email, either me or Richard. Mine's just Sherry Edwards, Sharry Edwards at Gmail. And Richard,
and I'm talktomeguy@gmail.com.
Okay, and Jeff has put in the first 10 tutorials. For anybody who wants to learn to do this, you've got enough information from our site to set up your own bioacoustic community. We have tutorials. We have groups. It's not just you take this two-day free course and we drop you in a well someplace. There is ongoing education for years, if you want it, with everything new that we are creating. And we are always looking for teachers and trainers to help us spread this word. So we do this as a public service to show people what we have and what can be done, to supplement what we know we don't have. We have a health system. I don't want to call it a health system. We have a sick system. And what we're trying to do is put health back into the hands of the consumer without interference from government agencies. And we're trying to do it very slow and very low key so that nobody comes in and says, this is a matter of national security, you have to shut down.
That voice is so perfect for that.
Do you have any last words, Richard? Did you learn anything from your chart?
Methylation. I'm the methylation as a lifestyle T-shirt guy. Evidently, I would see the chart and immediately go, "Oh man, methylation." Yep.
And we have a map for that. I'm going to add methylation to this class too. Methylation should be very much a part of this allergy class. Thank you, Marcy. That makes it worthwhile. That is great. Steve is posting something from one of the guests we've had on, Jennifer Daniels. Okay, Richard, this Sunday we are doing something from the vault that is very much in line with this. We are having Stephanie Seneff on to come back and talk about glyphosates and statins and how our bodies are just breaking down and they're just doing a Band-Aid approach and we are getting sicker and sicker because the approach is slash and burn and we really need to help the body heal from the inside.
I think this will be a great setup for people to listen to this show this coming Sunday, because I know we're having Stephanie back in June, where she'll be giving us her current updated information, which I believe has to do with the effects of how they're spraying the crops pre-harvest with the glyphosate, and how I think in her newest research that I've read, she's talking about, I'll say, the possibility of the glyphosate being the issue with wheat, not that it's necessarily wheat itself, but it could be the glyphosate that's causing the issues. So this show this weekend will be great. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Let's ask her about these lectins and see if this has anything to do with it. I think it would, and it does. Thank you, Richard. You make my life easy. Thank all of you for being here and listening. We're always freaked out a bit if nobody shows up. So if you think this is a worthwhile show, please pass it on, and we'll put it up on Blog Talk Radio. A half hour or so it'll be up.
About a half hour if you go to soundhealthoptions.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio tab, then on the lower right-hand side, you'll see the player. I'll talk slower because I see Sherry going there now. And you'll see down there on the right-hand side, you'll see the player for the last, I believe, six shows. And this show should be there in about, half an hour.
Boy, the show we did Sunday was incredible, too, with Ronnell Wood. I was just flabbergasted with what she brought up and how the energy moves in our body. I don't often get flabbergasted.
That was great.
This was something new that she brought up. So listen to that show while you're there, too. Okay, and it is videoed, so you just hit the little arrow there. And I will stay tonight and get this up and running on the website tonight because I think it's an incredibly important piece of information. Marcy said, yes, it was an excellent show about fascia. Glyphosate inhibits absorption of nutrients via chelation and antibiotic properties. Thank all of you for being here.
Thank you, everybody. That's not exactly the note I was looking to close on, something happier. But I don't have any puppies and kittens to put up, so we'll just go with this.
Well, this is great information. And if we can
this
go
ahead
and make
it. This is amazing information, absolutely.
And if we can get people to help us share it and bring people into the free class and spread this word. That's what it really needs to spread out wider and wider to everyone.
Absolutely. All right, everybody.
Okay.
Have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you on Sunday, or some of us will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.